The word for today is Obstacles to Answered Prayer, Part 1. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3 we read, "Call to me and I will answer you." For the next few days, let's look at some reasons why our prayers aren't answered. Fallen angelic powers. For 3 weeks, Daniel prayed and got no answer. Why? Because an evil force in the spiritual realm, the Prince of Persia, blocked it. See Daniel 10 verse 13. So God assigned Michael, one of the archangels, to do battle with him. 21 days later, the struggle ended and Daniel got his answer. Paul says, "We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places." Ephesians 6 verse 12. How powerful is the devil? Powerful enough to deceive you. See 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. Powerful enough to bring sickness. See Job 2 verse 7. Powerful enough to oppose the righteous. See Zechariah 3 verse 1. Powerful enough to devour you. See 1 Peter 5 verse 8. You ask, "Well, what can I do to overcome him?" After telling us we're fighting against the forces of the unseen world, Paul says this in Ephesians 6 verse 18. "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers. The Christ who lives within you is stronger than the enemy you face." Jesus said in Luke 11, verses 21 and 22, "When a strong man, like Satan, is fully armed and guards his palace, his possessions are safe until someone even stronger attacks and overpowers him." Satan is strong, but Jesus is even stronger. John records in Revelation 12, verses 10 and 11, "The accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night, and they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony." Aren't you glad? That's the word for today on UCB.